This is Missy Nielsen, host of Everybody Can. I thank you for taking the time to listen to our program today. It is our hope in sharing these stories we've uplifted and encouraged you to find your own path to belonging. Now go out, get involved, and make it a great day for someone.
The Beatles on KPTZ. It is 12:30 and time once again for Bureaucracy Now! I'm Taylor Clark. I'm your co-host, and I am joined by my regular co-host, Port Townsend City Manager John Morrow. Hi, John.
Hello, Taylor.
Oh, wait. I don't seem to have your mic on. Let's try that.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah.
Hi.
And we are joined today by Melody Sky Weaver from the Port Townsend Library. And on Zoom, we are joined by Monique Gray Smith, who did the young adult adaptation of Braiding Sweetgrass, which is our community read this month. And I want to welcome you once again, Monique. We had you on Tuesday for Book Lovers Cafe. I was your editor for that. I don't know if you recall.
I'm thrilled to be here today. Thank you for having me.
And it's good to hear your voice. She has a unique voice.
Yeah, she has a beautiful voice. You did read the audiobook version of this, right, Monique?
Yes, actually, I go back on April 3rd for the very final edits of it, and then hopefully it'll be out mid-May.
Oh, well, that's going to be exciting.
Wonderful. We will get that for the library for sure. And thank you so much for being here, Monique, and for having me here, gentlemen.
Yeah. So I don't know where we're starting today.
Well, let's start from the beginning. we have two rock star guests. And so you and I can jabber about all sorts of things, Port Townsend and City. But let's not get down that rabbit hole. Let's talk about what's happening here and now in our fair city related to Braiding Sweetgrass for young adults.
Well, I wanted to start by talking just generally about the community read.
Yes.
And this has been an exciting thing for me since I've been in Port Townsend, that it's been an opportunity to read books that I might not otherwise have read. But I haven't always taken advantage of the reason that it's a community read. So maybe I should ask Melody to give us an idea of what we're trying to do in the community read and why it's important, and then why this is an important book, because I hear this was requested broadly.
Yes, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk about Community Read. March, for the last 18 years, our mayor and city council have declared it Reading Month. And the whole purpose of the Community Read is to build community through the shared experience of reading and discussing the same book. I mean, imagine all of us entering the same world together. I just love when you're reading a book and you happen to see somebody else in a coffee shop or, you know, in a park reading the book, you feel this instant sense of connection. And so the community,
much like when you're driving down the road and you look at the car next to you and realize they're listening to the same radio station.
That's absolutely right. Yes,
because 91.9.
it's we're all stewards for stories, right?
But it's shared experience, yeah. And we live in a society where we can tend to fracture into our own little pieces.
Yeah.
And this is a chance for us to then pull together.
Right. And plus, I would just love to talk about, there's so much science evidence-based research out there of how reading, especially reading fiction or reading really good stories, builds empathy. You get to walk a mile in somebody else's shoes and perspective, which I think is so important for this beautiful book that Monique has adapted, Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults, or as Monique likes to tell me, also for the young at heart, because I think young adult literature is definitely for adults as well. And Braiding Sweetgrass by Robin Wall Kimmerer has been the most requested book for the Community Read since I've been here for the last 8 years. And we weren't able to get Robin. Congratulations. She's very successful. And she's also very dedicated to her teaching. And when I reached out to her speakers bureau last year, they said, why don't you just be patient? We have something special in store. And then last fall, they said, guess what?
We have this new adaptation.
Yeah. And I only had to think about it for a moment before I said yes, and it's so perfect. I feel like the serendipity of this. Monique is just in Victoria, so she's across the water from us.
I'm going to Victoria next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is just across the water. So, Monique, you're going to be here in town for some events, correct?
I am, and I'm so looking forward to it.
When and what?
Yeah, Monique is going to be here. She is coming for our grand finale of the Community Read, which is our Meet the Author event. It's going to be at the Northwest Maritime Center at 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 28th. And we have plenty of events leading up to that. But Monique will be here in person. And it's really special because this is our first in-person Meet the Author event since the pandemic. So what a beautiful time to bring multiple generations together to celebrate a wonderful author.
This is the moment where I can't remember where I was going next. I wanted to draw listeners' attention to really a great interview, Monique, that you did with Chris Wilson for Book Lovers Cafe. Chris is an interesting interviewer, puts a lot of effort in. She was a former librarian.
Yeah. Chris started Book Lovers Cafe, the book club at the library, So she's left a beautiful legacy for us.
So that just aired. I know, Monique, you and I did it a couple weeks ago, I think. But it just aired for the first time on Tuesday during our fundraiser Pi Day event. And Chris specifically said, I want this on during Pi Day because I think this is a good interview. And it is available online. At the kptz.org, if you go down to Book Lovers Cafe, you can if you missed it, it'll air again. But if you missed it, you can hear it that way too, and you can hear it. But it was a really interesting interview. You mentioned empathy, and it's almost like empathy is should be one of the subheadings for the book. Was it empathy, gratitude? What are the other some of the other words that?
Let's let Monique talk about it, because she's been on such a beautiful journey with adapting this book.
Well, thank you for that, Melody, and it really has been a beautiful journey. I mean, this is the 10th book now in the world, and this has been the book that has brought me the most joy and the most love to write and to work on, and the greatest privilege to, take Robin Wall Kimmerer's beautiful Braiding Sweetgrass and bring it to another generation and hearts that might not have been able to find a way in to Braiding Sweetgrass. One of the elements, that we've added to in this adaptation is the social and emotional weaving into people's hearts and minds and spirits that will help to catalyze change. Because as you said, Melody, when we have empathy and we walk in someone else's shoes, we see the world different and our worldview changes. And when our worldview changes, then our actions, our values, our beliefs, our ways of being in the world change. And it can just be one small change that has to have a huge influence. And so that's why for me, it was really important that we pull out so many of the beautiful teachings that Robin Wall Kimmerer has given us in this book. And one of the things we've done, that the incredible illustrator who's done a illustration for each chapter, Nicole Neidhart, mm-hmm. and I know she visited some of your classes last week virtually, she created this braid of sweetgrass in a circle. And then I pulled out some specific sentences. So if somebody is simply flipping through a book, the book, they might see a braid of sweetgrass that what's in that sentence really lands for them. So one of the ones that I often use when I'm actually presenting is, we have to unlearn hurrying. Mm. You know, we've become such a society of like busy, busy, do, 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 do. And, you know, the land and the, you know, for both of us here where I am on the Kuang Yin and St. Chothan speaking people's territory, known as Victoria, and you there in Port Townsend. Right now, the flowers are starting to come up. The trees are starting to bud. Like, it's so beautiful. Mm. And the earth teaches us so much about being patient. You know, in January, this wasn't yet happening. We had to be patient. We had to unlearn the hurrying. And we as humans, this I think is one of our greatest tasks, is to unlearn some of the hurrying and to know when it's appropriate for the hurrying also to happen. An elder said to me one time, I was really wanting something to happen so bad and on my schedule. And she said, oh, my girl, all good things in their rightful time. It's like, And I think that's lots of what's in Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults, is it helps us to realize, you know, how are we connected as human beings? But also, how are we connected to the land and all living beings? And how do we be in relationship, right, in this reciprocal relationship, so that we're not always taking? Like if we're in a human relationship and we're always the one receiving and taking, at some point that relationship goes sour. Mm-hmm. Because there has to be a give and a take. It's the same with the earth and all living beings. We as humans have done a lot of taking. And we are needing to ensure we are nurturing the earth again and nurturing all living beings. It doesn't mean that we don't harvest animals and food and plants, but we do in a way that upholds their dignity.
In an honorable way, right?
In an honorable way, thank you.
Yeah.
And Robin has called that the honorable harvest. And she's outlined for us some really, you know, clear disciplines around the honorable harvest. And so I've taken those disciplines and woven one of the stories from the book into each one. So it's easy for somebody to, you know, I remember hearing one time the amazing author Elizabeth Gilbert, who wrote Eat, Pray, Love. She's like, we've become this society that people only read 3 or 4 pages at a time because their lives are so full. So I was trying to think about young readers and young at heart and teachers in classrooms to say, can you read tonight from page to this? And making sure that in those pages, the content has teachings of the plants, scientific knowledge, indigenous wisdom, and a connection to their heart. So that I think when I read anything that connects to my heart, I want to turn the page. I want to keep reading. It might not mean that I do that the next day. Sometimes I have to put something down to let what I've read find its rightful place until I can pick it up again. Sometimes that's the next day. And sometimes for people, putting down a book means they pick it up a year later or 5 years later when their life path, they're ready for what teachings are in that book. And I think that's one of the gifts that Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults provides, is there are so many teachings woven into this book that families can use around the dinner table, that educators can use in the classrooms, that librarians can use, and that individuals who want to, in many ways, go on a journey about thinking about, how can I be a human being that walks on the earth in just a little bit gentler way? This book gives you some really clear ways to do that.
I'm struck by.
I was going to use that same preface. Go on.
Well, and everybody with the pause, because there is just a lot of wisdom in the previous few moments, and I can't help but make connections to Monique. I really enjoy the philosophy of reading was covered. Mm-hmm. So just the very art of taking in information, making observations in the natural world. And also, I can't help this because of my job here, but what this means for civil society and how we engage as communities in decision making, there's a lot of richness there that you just shared and that you share in the book that we as a community could, that I think we're hungry for. And I think that really fills us up, because I know a lot of people who either aspire to find that degree of pause and lack of hurry, mm-hmm. and want to be whole from that connection, sense of connection. And in fact, you could argue that's what a community is. So, it's almost like it's I'm looking forward to your visit here, because it's kind of a reminder of how to be.
Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to my visit there too, and Melody's, engaged community and the schools and the evening and the Indigenous community. So I don't know, it's on my calendar and there's a heart around it.
Mine too, Monique. I love that.
In my life, I've been trying to look at changing patterns which no longer work for me. And one of those patterns is the pattern of reading on the internet. Mm. And in particular, I read a lot of Reddit, and Reddit, of course, is a compendium of a bunch of different sources and comments, and you can read as little or as much as you want, but generally you read just a little. Mm-hmm. And you open an article, you read the headline and the first couple paragraphs, and then you quit, or you look at the top comments and then you quit. And I think there's a habit that comes out of that of sort of the hit of something new, of something new, of something new, but it does not engage your heart. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't satisfy. And you mentioned filling you up. It doesn't do that. So mm-hmm. So I'm carrying the book with me. I've read the first 28 pages. I have struck a bargain with mm-hmm. Steve King that we will both have read the book. So I got my work cut out for me.
Yeah.
So does he.
You guys are going to achieve that. And I think, what is so powerful about this book, and Monique, I've heard you talk about this before when you first read Robin's Braiding Sweetgrass, was that it was very much a sacred text, and you could read maybe a couple of paragraphs or pages, and then you had to sit and reflect. And I love that, taking the time to really deeply think about what you're reading and what the greater implications are of what you're learning from that text.
Even the tactile. So I had a conversation about reading with my 8-year-old this morning as we were having breakfast. Mm-hmm. And she mentioned to me, much like what you're saying, Taylor, about the difference between reading on a screen and not. And mm-hmm. no judgment. We do both. In fact, I do a lot more the former than the latter. Mm-hmm. But she just said, Dad, when you're holding a book in your hands, it just feels good. Feels good. And she said it with better feeling than I just shared. So, there's the physical experience of holding a beautiful book like Braiding Sweet Grass for young adults in your hands.
I just want to note that Melody clasped the book to her breast and said, "That's exactly. I think that librarians live for that. I think authors like that too.
That's just heart space. And I did want to add because Monique mentioned Nicole Neidhart, who's such an I just think the illustrations make this book come to a life in such a dazzling way. And we recorded our talk with Nicole last week, so it's on the library's website, ptpubliclibrary.org. So I hope people will go and watch it. One thing that she talked about was Indigenous futurism as a way forward, and it's a really exciting utopian genre of exploring ways of being through Indigenous wisdom and knowledge in an authentic way, not in cultural appropriation. And so we're going to work on getting some more of that genre at the library.
Let me just take a moment to say, if you're just joining us, because some people might not have heard the beginning of this, you're listening to Bureaucracy Now! On KPTZ. I'm Taylor Clark. I'm here with my co-host, John Morrow. And our guests today are Melody Sky Weaver from the Port Townsend Public Library. And our special guest today is Monique Gray Smith, who did the adaptation Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults, and who will be here in Port Townsend for our community read finale on the 28th. Did I get that right?
Yeah, Tuesday the 28th at the Northwest Maritime Center, and all that info is on the website of the library if you forget.
And Taylor, I mean, while we're on the subject of events, that's the finale, but we're not there yet, are we? So maybe, Melody, you can give us a sense of kind of what leads up between now and then.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. Tonight, if you're listening this Thursday, the 16th, I'm going to be at the Castle talking about just doing a community book discussion about Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults. And they're going to have special drink pairings. So it's 21 and up. It's a fun way for adults to gather and discuss the book. And then on Saturday at 1 p.m., we're going to meet at Chetsamoka Park to do the Cheech Mahon Trail Walk with some guides and creators of the walk.
So that'll be good. Yeah, really get in touch with the land that Port Townsend sits on. Yeah.
And then we have a wonderful Indigenous animation screening, a mini little film festival at the Rose Theater on the 25th in collaboration with the Port Townsend Film Festival. So it really takes a village to have the community read happen. We have so many community partners helping us. We also currently have a community art postcard project with Northwind. Seeds are postcards from the land, and you can write your gratitude to the land on a postcard. We have them at the library and at the Grover Gallery, and then those will be turned into a public art project in the library, and then they'll be composted to grow seeds that our seed keepers have given us.
Good.
I love also yesterday, Melody, you were talking to me about another piece that Nicole and I have worked on, the children's book called When We Are Kind, and that story walk is up also.
Yes, that's at Cotai Lagoon.
Tell me about what's a story walk?
So a story walk was just this really wonderful way to connect literacy and the environment. And so it's a picture book that we take apart and put over a series of 18 signs. So you walk through a trail, experience nature, and slowly read a book to the end of the trail. And that's what we have at Cotai Lagoon.
And it's Monique's book.
Yeah, Monique and Nicole.
Being Kind.
Yeah, When We Were Kind is the name of the book. Yeah, so I love that this book is promoting kindness and gratitude in our community, much to what John was speaking about earlier, about people being hungry for this.
And Monique, I mean, I just love how the story walk itself is an embodiment of being able to pause, take in information, make observations in the natural landscape in one of our beautiful parks, and reconnect back with a book. And like the physical act of a story walk actually speaks to what you just shared with us.
Mm-hmm. And it's a beautiful complement to Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults. I think that's whoever, if it's been you, Melody, or whoever designed this whole time, has really been so mindful about the whole family being able to participate, even if they might be too young to read Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults. They've got When We Are Kind, so they're out on the land. What you have created is a really beautiful month. So thank you. Hands raised out of respect.
My gosh, we're raising hands to
my
you.
Heart.
Yeah, I have goosebumps.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, there's nothing better than to appeal to a community of all ages and all abilities and, you know, just celebrate that. And this is a very inclusive month that the library puts on, and with your, special guest status and rock star status, Monique. And it's a month I actually look forward to ever since I even applied for this job. And I remember Melody was kind to give me a book on my way back to where I was living at the time in New Zealand, and read it on the plane. And I thought, my goodness, that was like five or six community reads ago.
And amazing.
It's just such a great tradition here in Port Townsend. Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that, John. And I want to say, I mean, it takes literally hundreds of people to pull the community read together. Again, it's a beautiful village working together to create this event. So it's like, I get to be here on the show today, but I am standing on the backs of so many more great people who make this possible.
And I love the idea that, you know, your community is reading a tangible book. Mm. But that when we also think about all that's in Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults, that it is about community, and not just our human community, but the whole community. And how do we read each other? Yes, we're talking about reading a book, but how do we see each other's clues? How do we know when we're thriving or when we need support, when we need encouragement? And yes, that's for sure for us as humans, but as Braiding Sweetgrass for Young Adults shares, I think, so beautifully from Robin's original writing is that we also need to read the land. We need to read the trees. We need to read our gardens when they need to be harvested, right? We need to read, oh, the earth is still too cold to plant this garden. You know, we need to read the animals. We need to read the salmon, right? Mm. You know, are the salmon coming back in the streams? Well, if not, what do we need to do? So community read has so many layers of supporting us in our thriving and not just as human beings.
Mm. Oh my gosh, that's so beautiful. Thank you for saying that, Monique. Mm.
I'm just going to take a moment just to sit with that, I would say.
Yeah. I'm just going to randomly flip through and see what... I was just going to randomly flip through and find like a braid of sweetgrass. And even though I've got this page starred, this is what came in this braid of sweetgrass. And it says, we've been waiting 500 years for people to listen. Oh, that chokes me up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that piece is about the Thanksgiving address. Mm. And it isn't about the Thanksgiving address as in the holiday that you celebrate in the United States in November, here in Canada in October.
Yep.
It's about a worldview of the Haudenosaunee people, about that we live in a way of being grateful, of giving thanks for all that is given to us. And so the Thanksgiving address takes us through the whole, all of the entities, the stars, the eagles, the salmon, us as humans, the plants, the medicines, everything. And because Robin didn't want to appropriate, because she's not Haudenosaunee, she's Potawatomi, she asked permission from one of the Haudenosaunee faith keepers, Orrin Lyons. And that's what he said to her. We've been waiting 500 years for people to listen. And so I think the Thanksgiving address is so important for us. It's got so many teachings in there about sort of is what you were saying, Tyler, about slowing down, paying attention, and offering our thanks. Even, you know, if that offering of thanks is seeing somebody beside you is listening to the same radio station.
Or reading the same book.
Yeah.
When we live from that place of gratitude, what we're giving ourselves is that little boost of dopamine that you were talking about getting on Reddit.
Right. There's other ways to get it, too. But maybe healthier ways. Right. We are just about out of time. And Monique, you don't know because you haven't been on Bureaucracy Now, but I always like to go out with closing music. And I was struck when you were interviewing with Chris Wilson. And Chris often asks if an author has particular music. Mm. And it's usually a question that the author has to pause and think about. But Monique, you didn't think about it at all, did you? Do you remember what you asked for? I suspect you do.
I don't.
You were ready right away. You were ready right away with Buffy St. Marie.
Star Walker.
And I just wanted to ask why. And then we're going to hear it.
There's a line in there, Star Walker, she's a friend of mine. You've seen her.
We'll be here. Buffy St. Marie is herself a Canadian First Nations.
And an author.
And for those of us who remember her as a musician back, you know, she didn't play up. That part of it was not as apparent as it is now. So with that, I'm going to say thank you, Monique Gray Smith, for joining us. And thank you, John, for putting this together. And thank you, Melody Sky Weaver, for coming in. And let's see if it works. It doesn't.
Yeah, we'll see you this time next week.
Sounds good, Monique. Thank you so much.